From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
You're listening to a special Easter edition of BBC Caribbean Report. My name is Karen Weir, and this evening I'll be taking you on a journey into the lives of an ancient people whose voices are seldom heard or spoken about. They are the Bush Negroes of Suriname. Throughout the world, there are only three Maroon communities: in Jamaica's Blue Mountains, Brazil's Amazon jungle, and Suriname's forest interiors. Anthropologists credit Suriname's Maroons with the greatest success at carrying on the customs of their African homeland. Suriname's Maroons were named Bush Negroes, or Bos Negers, by their former Dutch colonial masters during the days when the country was known as Dutch Guyana. The name was derived from the bushy forest areas known as the interiors, within which the runaway slaves set up Maroon settlements. Paul Abina is one of the most famous Maroons in Suriname. He was the first Bush Negro anchorman on television and founded the first radio station catering to the musical tastes and social needs of Suriname's six Maroon communities, who are governed by chiefs known as Gramans.
The Okanas, the chief is Gramangasung. You do have the Saramakanas with their chief Gramang Sungo Aboikoni.